This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and on this episode, I'll be talking about The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz. I'll be distilling down the concepts and main points that Horowitz raises in this great book. Thanks for joining me. This will be the third and final installment of my summary of the book, and we'll go through a couple of points and summarize the book for you. The main topic of the last half of the book is how to be a great leader and things that Horowitz learned in leading people through good times and definitely through the bad times. Because the big thing about being a startup CEO is that you need to know how to lead even when you don't know where you're going. So you want to focus on what you need to get right and stop focusing on what you don't want to go wrong. This comes down to that analogy of people driving on the highway, and a lot of the times there'll be a lone tree and a lot of crashes will happen at that lone tree because people focus on not hitting the tree rather than focusing on staying on the highway. A lot of studies show that your brain actually can't differentiate between positive and negative thoughts, so thinking about "I don't want to lose" will just put "lose" in your brain rather than "I want to win," where it puts "win" in your brain. Kind of little things like that kind of shift how you react and act in the world. And as a leader, you must keep your mind in check and manage your own psychology. Because no leader has a smooth path to their position, and no new CEO doesn't have training other than being a CEO. You can't know how to lead unless you lead other people, which is the real difficulty in that job. And there's no one else to blame. Every problem in a company is always the CEO's fault. And this dichotomy of not taking things too personally and taking everything personally enough. Ideally, you want to strike a balance of recognizing the importance of all the issues and not blaming yourself completely for them. Just like in life, there's always circumstances that are out of your control. At the same time, how you act is always in your control, and what you can do about those circumstances is always in your control. So you can always change the circumstances you're in with the right mindset, with the right actions. You want to focus on the road and not the wall. And what he means by this is, there's always 1,000 things that can go wrong. So don't focus on what you want to avoid, rather focus on the path you want to go down and what you want to go right. Because every leader treads a fine line between fear and courage. You're feeling both at the same time. What matters is what your actions are. Brilliance and courage are two traits that Horowitz looks for in a CEO. Everyone must make difficult choices between doing what's easy and popular and doing what's difficult, lonely, and correct. Horowitz then goes over what he calls life excuses versus CEO excuses, and I think you can just use these in your own life as well because we've all got excuses for everything that's happening. So first example is that other people have made the same mistake. The CEO would say it's a close call, both bad excuses. Secondly, all my friends wanted to do it. The CEO would say the team was against me. Life would say all the cool kids are doing it. The leader will say it was industry best practice. Life would say it wasn't perfect, so I didn't compete. CEO said I never achieved total market fit, so he didn't try to sell it. A lot of these things can be applicable to your own life. How many excuses have you made that could be excused by another way, but at the same time, they're both still excuses? Next off, becoming better at making hard decisions only comes by making hard decisions. The more hard decisions you make, the more courageous you get and the more confidence you get, and increases your ability to make these hard decisions. And at the end of the day, it's all about action. Right now, it's probably the most financially easy time to start a company, more than ever in history. We have easily available credit, easily available people that have extra money, even small business grants. So the money's there. That can't be an excuse for not starting a business. The reason a lot of people don't start their own venture is because of courage. But it's this courage that hasn't changed. Courage has always been needed to start a new venture. And this is that one thing that great leaders have, is courage where other people don't. Horowitz talks about two types of leaders. Type one is happier setting the direction of the company, characterized by the following. They spend most time gathering information from a wide variety of sources. They love making decisions with very little information. They have strategic minds. They also get bored with important execution details, and they also tend to be founders. Type 2s make the company perform at the highest level. They're characterized by enjoying the process of making the company run well. They like super clear goals and not changing directions unless absolutely necessary. They participate in strategic discussions, but often have difficulty with the process itself. They will prefer to be doing rather than thinking, and big decisions worry Type 2s more than Type 1s, and Type 2s can overcomplicate the decision-making process to make themselves feel more comfortable about the choice. And most people can identify themselves either being a Type 1 or a Type 2 with these little characteristics, and there's a lot of personality tests on the internet that will identify what style of leader or style of person you are. Finally, Horowitz highlights what makes a good CEO, the characteristic traits that he's seen in successful CEOs as his time over the course of his career. First of all, the CEO isn't a natural job. No one's really born to do this. He always shows that no great leader was born. It takes years for a founder to become a good CEO. Being a CEO means you'll have to do a lot of unnatural things, a lot of hard choices, unpopular actions that you don't want to do. So the best things you can do is be authentic when you give constructive feedback. It's why behind it is because you want them to succeed, not to fail. You want to strive to never give negative feedback in public. You always do that in private. And your workers should know more about the job than you do. Surround yourself with smarter people. Good communication means that bad news always travels fast and good news travels slowly. Bad cultures means that bad news never gets to the top. Good companies have a story that is the same to the strategy. A CEO ensures that everybody knows the story and is on the same page. A great leader needs intelligence, logic, and courage in order to make decisions, but most decisions can't be made with 100% knowledge. That's where the courage comes in. When there's a problem, there's no point trying to argue against the problem when it won't change that fact. You're better off looking at the solution to the problem. No use crying over spilt milk. And the difference between mediocrity and greatness is often the difference between letting people take creative risks and holding them to accountable. It's a dichotomy. Do you give people freedom to do new things, to try untested strategies, or do you hold them accountable and keep them in fear of not trying anything new because you'll come down on them like a ton of bricks if they're wrong? Or if they're right, you'll never know because you didn't let them try it. So you want to create a culture where what you do matters rather than who you are is what matters. And all of those kind of points, I think you can use some of those in life, just how you live your own life, because at the end of the day, we're all our own leader and we're all our own business. As Jay-Z puts it, I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. So if we start looking at our own lives as businesses with real strategy behind it, we'll start living a little fuller life with more intention and just a little bit more thought to the actions that we have. Some final thoughts. Karl Marx said that life is a struggle, and the most important lesson is to embrace that struggle. You need to enjoy doing the hard thing. Embrace your weirdness, embrace your background and your instincts. Hard things will always be hard things, but it's in these hard things that you'll grow a successful life. No one became successful doing the easy thing, and nothing easy ever lasts. It's what's hard that makes great things great and so rare. So do you want to do the easy thing or do you want to do the hard thing? And that'll wrap it up for The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz. Again, an interesting read. Definitely interesting if you're interested in the technology sector, venture capitalist sector. Otherwise, a lot of abstract thoughts that can be taken from that book and applied to your life. Or if you're trying to be a big, great leader in your company or trying to grow into a good leader in your company, definitely a good read because the lessons he's learned from leading 50 to 500 to now picking great leaders to run companies. There's a lot of lessons in this book that can be applied to that. Otherwise, if that doesn't sound interesting, you've listened to the summary about it. So that's all I have for today. So go out and maybe get The Hard Thing About Hard Things by Ben Horowitz. Definitely use the lessons you learn from it. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. This has been Selman on the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.